The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
No, oh, you think I'm hyped today? You think I'm hyped today?
You're damn right I am.
Welcome in to the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. Quick shout out, Luke List, 37 years old, wins his first PGA Tour event yesterday. Thank you to the PGA Tour, treating me and little coach so nicely on site there at Torrey Pines, an amazing event. Also, Victor Hovland getting it done overnight, Dubai Desert Classic, outlasting Richard Brand and Rory McIlroy for the win in sudden death. Whew, what a day we had on Saturday. A little bumpy as far as picks are concerned, but it was a hell of a lot of fun. How about my man Andrew Gombas coming on the morning show and giving you 2 winners from Bellator, which is also on Showtime. Very, very nice. All right, let's move on to today. It is Championship Sunday, so you know I'm bringing my heavy hitters. And when this man is on the morning show, he's got to be introduced first, live from parts unknown, Alex Prop Stars. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach Mikey, Larry. Great to see you guys. Coach, I just want to compliment your wardrobe right now. I don't think we planned this, but I think we both look very good in certain apparel we both got on.
I like it. No, we did not call each other this morning, although I would have really liked a phone call from you to start my day. Now, he is our rock. He is the maestro. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. You threw me, Coach. I always thought you were going to Mikey in the penthouse, but hey, I'm ready to go. I'm looking at this Rams 49ers total continue to plummet, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, see, it is. And the only reason I changed up the order today, Maestro, is because me and Mikey are kindred spirits. We have, in a matter of hours, once again, the chance for our team, our squad, our Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. So live from the penthouse level in Nashville, Tennessee. M squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Sunday brunch is fun. I've been up for several hours now. Woke up at 2:30 to start sweating some tennis that unfortunately did not go my way, but ready for Championship Sunday. Love these games a lot. Can't wait for it. Got futures tickets for the AFC on the Chiefs and the Super Bowl. Big day for us today.
Yes, yes, it is. A little housekeeping. Don't forget, if you don't follow our YouTube channel, you're watching us right now, go ahead and do that for us. Subscribe. It's all for free. Turn on those notifications so you don't miss 1 second of our content in your feed right now. We've got our NFL Championship Weekend Mega Preview, or Championship Sunday, I guess. Also, our props spectacular with my man Alex. See ya. And Uncle Dave is also live in your feed right now. Let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines. And this first one doesn't really affect any betting lines. It was just one of the most historic matches, maybe in the history of Grand Slam tennis. Mikey, let's start with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Nadal winning his second Australian Open, getting him to 21 first. That was pretty improbable between him, Federer, and Djokovic. Obviously, Djokovic was not able to play in this event as he was deported over the vaccination status. But why we want to talk about it is winning on a hard court for Nadal, definitely going to boost his overall betting market number. Next up in terms of majors is the French Open, where he has historically dominated. And there is still some question, depending on what happens with the legal status on Djokovic in that country, as to whether or not he'll actually be able to play at that one either. If he is unable to play, we're going to see something on Nadal that we really didn't expect to be seeing at this point in his career, where he's going to be over a 50% favorite. He's going to be over, he's going to be like minus 130, minus 150 for an entire Grand Slam tournament. That's pretty unheard of at his age at 35. So something to watch now. Djokovic is listed in the odds. You can still grab Nadal around even money at this point, but understand that there's still some very questionable status over Djokovic heading into this one. You might be able to grab some early value on Nadal right now before some of that ruling takes place.
No, it's all about the future betting. They're very, very important. When my guys say get on something, yeah, maybe it's 5 months early, but beat the number, as you just said. Incredible storyline from M Squared. All right, now let's turn our attention to today. It's Championship Sunday. It's the Bengals and the Chiefs. It's the 49ers and it's the Rams. So, Alex, I'm going to come to you next, because last week we saw one of the two big name receivers for the Chiefs come through in overtime to win the game. You're back on him again today. Talk to me.
Yeah, I am indeed. And that is Travis Kelce. Coach Mike's got his jersey on. He has just been absolutely phenomenal, dominant in the playoffs. He's on the cusp of breaking some really, really impressive records as well. He's had at least 96 receiving yards in five straight playoff games dating back to last season. He's averaging 85.6 receiving yards per game in the postseason. That is first all time amongst tight ends that have appeared in a minimum of two games. He is second in all-time postseason receiving yards by a tight end, 1,196. He needs only 196 yards to pass Gronk, who has 1,389 yards, but he has played in 22 postseason games compared to Kelce, who's appeared in 14 games. Kelce all-time is eighth in playoff receiving yards. The only guys in front of him are Jerry Rice, Julian Edelman, Gronk, who we mentioned, Michael Irvin, Cliff Branch, Reggie Wayne, Andre Reed. Obviously, we're talking about some very elite company here. If he had 100 receiving yards today, he would move up to fifth all time on that list. If he had 120 yards, he would be fourth all time, just behind Gronk. He is actually averaging more receiving yards per game than everybody, including the great Jerry Rice, who are on that list ahead of him. So yeah, some historical numbers from Travis Kelce today.
Damn, that was strong. Damn, that was strong. If only we had a prop play to support that storyline. Maybe we'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to that. All right, now, there was another big name player on the defensive side of the football last week that went out early. I think it really affected how the Chiefs were able to play defense against the Bills. What's his update, Maestro?
Well, Matthew, the Honey Badger practiced in full Thursday, Friday, and despite 7 million reports from all of Twitter saying expected to go, good to go, ready to play, will be out there, has not been officially cleared by an independent doctor. Everyone expects it will happen this morning at some point, but as of now, he has not been cleared. So it's a little bit worrying when you look at his numbers. Nice graphic there, but three interceptions, three fumble recoveries, 76 tackles, had a Pro Bowl season, not as great as he has been in years past, but Daniel Sorensen has a player grade at PFF of 46.3. That is not good. And if you get no Honey Badger, you get a lot more Sorensen on the field. Everyone expects him to go, but just as of now, still not cleared. You got to watch that.
Sorensen is a solid player. He just can't guard anybody. So that's a big time drop off if that is the case.
And that can hurt you in at safety.
You can't
cover. Yeah.
Especially today when you got four receivers to cover at all times, including that tight end.
And a very good tight end, yeah.
Yeah, no question about it. Thank you, Maestro, very, very much. By the way, if you're not a Sportsline member yet, what in the world are you doing? My man, Renault, he knows it's the truth. He says in the chat, I'm a member now of Sportsline. Thanks for the walkthrough to get signed up. There is so much to choose from when logged in. This is the truth. I say it every single day, and it's not just hype. It's the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not close. We've got one play from Sportsline today. We're going to the pitch. We're going to go Canada. We're going to the United States. How United States victory a couple of days ago. Well, we don't think they're going to win today unless they get two goals, because we're going both teams to score minus 110 later today. Oh, I love that play so much. Now, it's Sunday brunch. It's one of my favorite episodes of the entire week. I'm normally off on Saturdays, so I've got a lot of energy come Sunday morning. So with that being said, and the fact that the Chiefs kick off in less than 5 hours, M squared, you know the drill, son! Give it to me.
All right, Coach, put your ears on this one. Some of you in the chat probably will want to as well, but I'm taking the under 54.5 in Kansas City and Cincinnati. I played this at -5. There are a few 55s at -115 out there. I would caution against that. You're giving away a lot of value at that point. The number at 54.5 minus 105 is a better number. Here's the deal on this one. Simulations here have it 51.6. Basically, 51.5 is where my model thinks the number should be on this game. I do not, in the simulations, I do not account for the referee crew, individual crew in the playoffs. However, I want to mention once again, Bill Vinovich, fewest penalties in the league. That's talking about late hits. That's talking about defensive holding, pass interference. Some of you guys might remember the 2015 NFC title game with the Rams and the Saints and the famous no call. Same referee here in this spot. Over the past six seasons, he's 55-34-2 to the under, about 62%. He's been a strong under ref again this season. Look for Kansas City at home to rely on that defense. I like Matthew being back. I like Rashad Fenton being back there. I think it helps them a ton. I like this game to stay under the total at 54.5.
Maybe that half a point is oh so important, because as Mikey teaches us all the time, that 54 is a very important number when it comes to talking totals. By the way, Jason in the chat said, can someone on Sportsline tweet out when the decision is made? I'm assuming you're talking about Matthew. I have a call into my source in Kansas City. I will have an answer emphatically at what time are we coming on live? 2 p.m. Eastern time, correct? We will have an answer at the top of the show, whether or not Tyrann Mathieu, if it's not announced by then, I will have an answer for you here live on the show from my sources in Kansas City. All right, now, up next, you know it's a big day when he's on the show. And you know if he gives out a play, you better have your sports book ready to bang it, because it's going to change immediately. Talk very slow, Alex, because I have forgot to put this in, so I need to do it in real time. So you can go, and then I need to get this in as you do. Go ahead.
I got you, Coach. Yeah, if you couldn't tell from the top of the show at the storyline, I love me some Travis Kelce today. I am over 75.5 receiving yards. I'd play this one up to 77.5 receiving yards as well. Kelce has dispelled any notions that he has lost a step. Over the last 2 weeks, he's gone over this total in both playoff games while averaging over 100.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.